Andy Moon with Andy Orford. Andy, it's been away from home. It's been difficult at times this season. That was an afternoon to remember.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the 3 points, obviously, Andy. You know, real good, solid professional performance and, yeah, delighted for everybody.
Particularly the first half, the way you just cut them apart.
Yeah, we were very good attacking today, you know, and we've set the stall out to be difficult to beat, which we were today. But we've had the attacking prowess at the other end of the pitch today as well, which was great. And, you know, to get your early goal as we did very early set the tone of the game.
And even then, a disappointing equaliser to concede, but that didn't stop you at all.
No, the lads recovered really well from that. And again, you know, it was a poor goal to give away. Sorry, Neil. It was a poor goal to give away, to be honest. But when your attack-minded players are playing like that today, then, they were very good today.
You just looked threatening every time you were going forward
in
that period.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, I have to give credit to the whole team. You know, I've praised the forwards when we've kept clean sheets previously, because as a unit we've been very good, and you have to give the whole team credit for the way we attacked today. And we did look a threat every time we had opportunity to get in their half.
Since Matt Tubbs has arrived, he perhaps hasn't had that many opportunities in front of goal, but he showed why you're so desperate to bring him in today.
I totally disagree with you. I think in the last four games he's had plenty of opportunities, and we've created numerous chances in the last three or four games as well, apart from Dagenham. Today he's taken them and showed what a good finisher he is, and he probably hasn't scored the goals that he probably would have liked to in the previous four or five games that he's been here. But today he was fantastic and fully deserves his match ball.
And you can see even when he got three, he was still desperately trying to get a fourth and get more.
Yeah, that's what good goal scorers do, Andy. That's what they like to do. And hopefully he can go on now and get on a right run.
What does this say about the morale and the confidence of the team to go out and put a performance like that in?
We've built the confidence and the momentum over the last however many games it is now since Luton. Because, you know, we lost to Wimbledon on Boxing Day. And since then, the level of performance has been excellent. Been very good. Probably not excellent, if I'm honest. Probably very good. And we've deserved that today. In the previous results since Luton, we really have. We've been on a real good run of performance levels. And now we're getting the points to go with that performance level.
And reaping the rewards of being able to name a settled side.
Yeah, of course, yeah. The lads have done the job since, you know, when they've come in. And, you know, since Wickham, we've only made the one change to the starting 11 in four or five games now, whatever that is. We're pleased with how it's going. Big game on Tuesday night now, and we look forward to that.
We talked a lot about how impressive the defence have generally been, but what does today show about what your team is capable of going forward?
Shows as a unit we've got good players in the team, you know, and you're not going to score six every week, Andy, of course you're not. And I'll take a scrappy 1-0 win now Tuesday night, of course I would, but when we click like we did today, we are a very good side. But like I said, it's not just the attacking players. There's the whole system work today, and thankfully we've come away with 3 points.
And just one other line, Josh Pasley, obviously loan starting to come towards an end. Is any talks yet of extending that?
No, he's got another game to look forward to on Tuesday first, and then we'll have a look at that after Tuesday.
Just very finally, obviously there's been ups and downs this season. You've had to lift people after the ups. Is today about keeping feet on the ground after a game like today?
Today's about thanking the supporters for sticking with us, and you know, that was for us to come away and to a difficult place like Cambridge is and score six goals is for those supporters who have stuck with us through thick and thin, not just this season but over the past few seasons. And you know, like I said, you're not going to win six every week, but you know, I think they appreciate the effort that's put in every week by everybody, and I certainly appreciate what they do for the football club.